Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 25th of November. US Federal Reserve Governor Waller, who US President Trump is considering as a candidate for Fed chair, supported Trump's calls for more rate cuts yesterday. Waller advocated a December rate cut, which got markets somewhat excited. Although Waller justified this with suggestions that the US labor market might perhaps be in trouble. The increase in US consumer prices that has taken place since the 9th of April has been paid for by households cutting their monthly savings. That sort of thing requires a firm labor market, or at the very least, a low fear of unemployment. So, if Waller is right, the US economy is at quite significant risk, and this should be a major concern for financial markets. If, however, this call is merely a subtly described cry of pick me, aimed at Trump, then markets will focus on the benefits of monetary accommodation and not the mooted risks it is purportedly offsetting. There are some historical data points out of the States today with the release of September retail sales and producer price inflation figures. Both of these still have some use. The retail sales number show where the consumer is generally positioned and hint at the level of fear of unemployment. It's worth noting that credit card use statistics suggest that both the middle income and higher income groups in the States have continued to spend more or less happily, although not all of that spending would be captured by retail sales. Producer price inflation is useful as an indication of second-round inflation effects arising from tariffs. If US manufacturers have chosen to go for expanded profit rather than expanded market share, they may have raised prices as tariffs were imposed on buyers of foreign goods. That is something that might then add to the inflation concerns of the Fed, as the more the second round effects become apparent, the more likely it is that inflation will last for longer. It was second round effects that made transitory inflation more enduring a couple of years ago. German final GDP for the third quarter offered no surprises in the headline numbers. Private consumption was revised to negative from positive, however, and it does seem that the government has had to do a little bit more of the heavy lifting to engineer growth. German exports fell on the quarter, but with the export boom that occurred in the first half of the year, in anticipation of US consumers having tariffs imposed, this was hardly surprising. The willingness of German companies to invest is likely to be seen as a more positive characteristic of the data. There is a smattering of confidence opinion poll data cluttering up the calendar today. Yesterday's Dallas Fed manufacturing poll contained the predictable hilarity in the comments section, although either because of a Democrat bias or because surveys tend to be filled out by people who want to complain or because of genuine economic shifts owing to the government lockdown, there was a sense of companies still refusing to make any kind of expansionary decision. US consumer confidence is due today. The UK has the Confederation of British Industries Retail Sales Survey, which may also be subject to political posturing ahead of the government's budget. High profits do not seem to have stopped retailers' shrill complaints about any and every possible fiscal move in the UK. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.